9/11 on 9/11. How often does that happen? Welcome to the Patriots Day edition of the morning show here on this September the 11th, 56 right now, and a cloudy sky. And good grief, how much isn't going on here in the Twin Towns? Just finished up with Harvest Fest, Headwaters Day, Katie Ruber in from the chamber. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
My little shot in the arm on Monday, my Monday morning. So you're kind of like my little radio espresso. I like it.
I love it.
All right. Well, we were talking Java Jump.
Yeah, that's
and,
coming up really quick.
One in a number of things happening here. So what's going on with this?
Yeah, we'll first talk about Java Jump coming up September 23rd. It's a Saturday from 10 to 2. And it's just a way to get people into the door. And participating businesses will be serving coffee and having specials. And I heard donuts. And so
you've had a good time. You've done Java Jumps in the past, but it's always been successful for the chamber. So
you know, a few businesses participating. This isn't a complete list, but Breck Drug, Healing Arts Chiropractic, Studio 22, Bold Print, Drifter Chic, and Drifter Coffee, Total Personality, Simonson's Gas. They're running a special. On buy a gallon of gas, you get a free cup of coffee.
Okay, and take that.
Golden Rule, Fry and Pan, Dakota Cabinetry, celebrating their 25th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right.
In conjunction with Java Jump, and then Red Door Art Gallery and Green Apple just signed up. So there's lots to go by.
And that's not even the complete list.
No, it's not.
So, Java Jump definitely full
and
steam ahead on that.
You know, there's going to be for participants, they're going to put your name in a drawing and you could win a really sweet gift basket at the end of the event.
I like that.
Yeah. And then I was given notice. The NDSCS Bell Bank Volleyball Tournament is happening on Friday and Saturday the 15th and 16th. So businesses that are listening, be prepared. That's this weekend. People are coming to town and wanting to go to spend some money in your businesses.
That's
so
going to
be
huge. That is going to be huge.
Yep.
And they got a great program out there, too. So
they do.
That's a win-win.
Yeah, so be prepared, and let's go cheer on the Wildcats, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then Mix and Mingle, the last event for the next 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Mix and Mingle is October 12th.
Okay.
And people are welcome to come in and see all the booths that are coming in and showcasing their businesses. It's $10 in advance for tickets here at the Chamber and $15 at the door.
Wow. Other than that, and I can't believe right after that, then we're going to start talking
then
holidays.
Then it's keeping the cheer here and Shop Small's Business Saturday. Holy moly. My head is swimming and I am never bored.
So I was going to say, what is a week like in your world? Because it just seems like you're everywhere.
It's never dull.
Yeah.
And so between, you know, visiting businesses and doing promotional pieces and
there's so much going on. I mean, I've seen you at new business openings.
Yep.
Saw you at the Wilkin County Fair doing the rounds. You're never still for any length of time.
I'm like a jackrabbit.
Just keep moving around.
You got it.
Katie, always great to have you in
Thank
here.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you.
Monday morning chamber talk
with
Katie here. Have a great week.
You too.
And we'll touch base next Monday. It's 9:15. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Wasted a paycheck on whiskey and long necks ever since you left trying to figure this out.